The day when I was dreaming. Andrew was going to sleep. Like every night, his mother went upstairs to say goodnight to him. But she never went upstairs on that night. The 13-year-old boy waited until about midnight. Then he went downstairs and heard a window breaking and a loud scream that resembled his mom's. The noise was coming from the kitchen, as she was always there. When he went into the kitchen, he saw his mother lying on the floor above a red bloody puddle. When he went outside, he saw a small ratty-faced man with two big bodyguards and one on each side of him. He went inside the house and went to his mom. His mom was still alive, but not for long. During the last minutes, she was still alive, and his mother said to him,
"Go to the police and tell them that John Smooth is back in the city. He's living near Beach Street, number 26, next to the church. They will know where he is, where he's going, and what he wants. Love you, my dear son. Goodbye."
Andrew was 3 years old, and his mother just died in his arms. Carolina, his mom, was raising her son since he was born. His father was unknown to him. His mother never wanted him to know who his father was. Now, Andrew was alone. He had to go to the police station because he didn't know how to use a phone and preferred to walk there and talk to them because he was very shy. He took his coat, his cap, his shoes, and Puffy, his greater Swiss mountain dog. Puffy was black, had a white line between the eyes that went down to his belly, and had one brown spot above both eyes. He was 3 years old, like Andrew. They have been best friends since they have known each other at the age of one. Puffy was rescued from a dark place where everything was dead. He was dying at the time and had a lot of trouble. Andrew was going to the police station, walking down a creepy street to go faster. Suddenly, the ratty-faced guy appeared with his two bodyguards and the other side of the street. Puffy was nervous and the boy was scared. Then he heard a voice louder and louder.
"Darling, darling, darling, wake up. It's time to go to school and you're going to be late."
Andrew woke up, packed his bag, ate his breakfast, said goodbye to his mom, went out, took his skateboard and went to school. The end.